This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grand Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Brad Biggs joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. He is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station, and a valued and loved friend, much loved friend, Biggsy!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, we're getting ready, buddy. We're getting ready for, obviously, the Denver game, but also the trip to London, which starts with the trip to Czechoslovakia, the Prague game for the Blackhawks, and then on to London. The Blackhawks begin training camp today.
That's hockey, baby!
On to Prague and then to London. Meanwhile, will these games matter? How are the Bears going to fare in Denver?
I don't know if those Hawks games are going to matter. I don't know if they're going to be any good this year.
That's a fair,
come on,
fair
Brad.
Comment.
You but, know they will be. Come on.
But as far as the Bears, yeah, the game matters, and I like their chances here. I don't know how well they're going to play. I do figure that they're better offensively, but I just think the Denver Broncos are going to have a tough time with their offense matching up against the Bears, whether the game's at Mile High, Soldier Field, or Prague. I don't think that they have the personnel needed right now to really match up with the Bears.
I agree with you, Brad. Here's one thing I want to ask you what your thoughts are. So we talk a lot about Vic Fangio and how is he going to be in Mitch Trubisky's head or Matt Nagy's head? Does he get an advantage because he knows these guys? What about the flip side? How much might it benefit a limited Broncos offense knowing that Vic, if anybody understands the tendencies of these Bears defensive players, it's going to be the guy that coached them last year and the last several years. And does that give them any sort of, you know, hope that they can move the football or identify weaknesses in a defense that doesn't have any apparent weaknesses?
Yeah, I think when people have talked all week about there's a chess match between Vic and Nagy, who has the edge? Well, Nagy and his coaching staff have the blueprint for Vic's defense. Vic has the blueprint for Nagy's offense. And Vic has a couple assistants with him as well. He's not operating solo out there. He took Ed Donatell, Brandon Staley. So he's got some guys with him that have knowledge of what the Bears are doing. So that's a wash. But then what Vic has exactly is knowledge of, you know, I did this with Prince Mukamara because I felt this was what he was best at, and this isn't what he's best at. And so he's going to know in and out the defensive players with 10 of the 11 starters returning. And then he's going to have a pretty good idea of some of the offensive players. So I think it's a slight advantage, but I just think that when you stack up the rosters right now, you know, the Broncos have been under 500, I believe, now for three consecutive years, and that's been the case for a reason. They've had a little bit of trouble with some of these building block draft picks.
I don't know how to ask this question. Is Matt Nagy, is he a better offensive coach than Vic is a defensive coach? If they had equal talent, who would you think would win the game?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I'm going to not answer that by saying that we've got you know, Vic has got a much deeper established resume as a play caller than Nagy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so that's why I think Vic's been calling plays so long on defense, and you can go back and look at the rosters he's had and see the team's records and what did they do, that to me, you need, I don't know, 3 years of Nagy calling plays to have a really good feel for it. He needs to be in some more big games, I think, for you to have a feel for it and that sort of thing. So, but Vic's certainly considered one of the very best on defense, and I think people hold him in that regard. When you talk about, you know, who are the top coordinators in the league, one of the reasons they hold him in that regard is he's been doing it for a long time and had an awful lot of success. Nagy is still young and just sort of getting his feet wet in the whole play calling deal.
I agree with that, Brad, because you look at the body of work that Vic Fangio has put together. I think it's an interesting question. It's a really good one, but I think it's easy to answer. It's easy to answer.
Because, yeah.
Vic Fangio, without
been
a question.
Doing it longer
look,
for, yeah.
You could make the argument, Brad, that here we are, Matt Nagy, 18 games into this tenure with the Bears. This is a crossroads. The first nine, they averaged 29.5 points a game. The last nine, 18.5 points a game. What do they do well? What is the identity of this offense under Matt Nagy? The question doesn't have an obvious answer, and this far into his tenure, I think that says that he has a lot of work to do before you say that he's a better offensive-minded coach than Vic Fangio as a defensive-minded coach.
Yeah, well, he's just, you know, they've got to, I think they've got to show more balance. I really do. Certainly from last week. And they also, the other thing that I don't know that's been talked about a lot, I think I mentioned it at the beginning of the week with you guys, is they struggled throwing the ball when it wasn't Allen Robinson. Not that the stats were glorious when they were throwing it to Allen Robinson. I want to say when he was targeted, you know, it was good. It wasn't great. But, boy, when Trubisky dropped back and threw to anyone other than Robinson, he averaged about 3.95, 3.96 yards per attempt, and that's not going to cut it. Should be better against a Denver team that's got a couple fabulous edge rushers, but not the other skill pieces that the Bears have on defense. I'm talking about disruptive interior defensive tackles, speed at the linebacker position that the Bears certainly have a lot of, and talent at safety as well.
Which was worse or more absurd, the Mitch gag order news conference or the Matt Nagy no conspiracy of silence news conference?
Boy.
Another good question.
Yeah. You know, the coach is more convincing than the quarterback when he's at the podium, isn't he?
He's more convincing, but boy, he went on a little bit longer than he needed to, Brad.
Yeah, he was talking up a storm.
Yeah, I'll believe the coach in this matter. That's just my take. But you know, the quarterback stumbled, and you hope he doesn't stumble when he's barking something out in the huddle.
Oh, I believe the coach too. I just find it. He didn't have to go to those lengths to explain why his quarterback was answering in a way that he answered. But I think that can be a non-story if they win, if they move the football, if the offensive line plays well and they mix in play action, all those things.
If he just went Belichick on that question,
just like,
you know, just went football coach.
Well, I mean, the problem with we've seen what happens when people try to be Belichick. What's going on in Miami right now? They had 59 points hung on them last week, right? And the guy's got a bunch of Super Bowl rings, and they don't have those around here. But you're right, and it doesn't matter what he says, but it only matters what happens on the field. And the reality is, the last time out on the field, it was a junky performance.
You know, Brad, when we hear a guy like an athlete like Chris Bryant talk about playing through injury in 60 to 70% with the Cubs, it's you applaud him for trying to do what he's doing and being as honest as he can be. You hear Trey Burton do the same thing yesterday. I think it felt like you know, you felt a degree of empathy for what he's going through. And at the same time, people just want to know, when is he going to be available? There's some uncertainty that's growing around him. What do you think of what he said, and how available will he be on Sunday, do you think?
Well, I, you know, kind of how we answered the last question, I think what he says is one thing. Whether he shows up on Sunday and plays in Denver is another, and is the thing that matters the most. And my instinct is Trey Burton will play Sunday. Now, we'll have to wait and see. When Nagy tells you it's literally day-to-day with the guy, I believe him on that one, and I've been you know, conditioned to not believe a lot of the information news I typically get, but I think Burton's a legitimate day-to-day. They're going to see, you know, who knows? Maybe he wakes up in Denver and doesn't feel like he's good enough to do it, but I think he'll be out there, and I think he can help on third down, and you know what he says about it and all. I try not to put it's a what have you done for the team lately business, and you know, he's a guy making a lot of money, $32 million 4-year contract that needs to statistically produce at least at the level he was at last year, if not more. You're going to look at that contract and say, you know, what should they do here?
The thin air of Denver is an actual thing early in a season, maybe, right? Where a team goes in there and the big guys in particular. Where are we at with the Bears offensive line? David talked about it earlier. Will that come into play for a team that hasn't been hitting as much as most teams do in preparation for a season?
I think that I think Harry, Heistand will do a pretty good job of getting some of that stuff cleaned up. I would imagine that they would, you know, take some elements of that Raiders game plan that worked pretty well against Denver with the ball coming out quick to try to negate Von Miller and Bradley Chubb coming off the edge to disrupt the passing game. Yeah, the Broncos have got a spectacular home record in the first 2 weeks of the season going back to really two decades. You take a look at it, though, and the Broncos have been a pretty damn good football team for most of those two decades. Not good at all the last 3 years, but they have not posted many losing records in this time frame. I wrote it in my mailbag the other day. I want to say it's maybe a total of 4 losing records in that whole time in a whole bunch of playoff appearances. So part of that record is propped up by the fact that, you know, they were just a well-run, well-coached team for an awful long time. I've talked to guys about playing out in Denver before, and they downplay it a little bit. I thought Nagy did a nice job of trying to downplay it the other day. Is it an adjustment for the players? Yeah. Will it be an excuse? No, not at all.
All right, Brad, what's your pick?
I think the Bears win this game. I'm underwhelmed by Joe Flacco and what he could do with the guys offensively for the Broncos. I think that the Bears will tighten some stuff up. I picked the Bears to win 20-6, guys.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks,
we
Brad.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
That is our guy, Brad Biggs, the football man from the Chicago Tribune.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.